Nice to have you back with us for Giants Baseball, joined by the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals on the radio side, and that is John Rooney, future Hall of Famer. I'll say that to you. How are you?
Well, you're very kind, Marty, and it's always good to see you. It's great to take a look out and see the bay and to see the big glove. Wait a minute. We're not in San Francisco, are we? That's where we usually hook up, but great to see you here in Arizona. And we were talking before going on that this time of year has become so much more exciting, and the fact that you have the expanded playoffs has really made it playoff-like baseball in August, and I just love going to the ballpark to see all the energy and the way these teams are trying to make it into October, and I think baseball is accomplishing what they wanted with an expanded playoff.
Well, the Cardinals are always a story year in and year out. Is it the uniform and the fans, whatever it is? They're always there, and you've got a good story here this year once again.
The answer is yes. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think they expect to play well down the stretch. They have been conditioned in the minor leagues to go out there and play to win. And so much has been made around baseball and made fun of in some ways the Cardinal way. But the Cardinal way is just about playing the game the right way. And if you have speed, use it. And the Cardinals have done a great job running the bases the last few years. They don't make many errors. They went through a homestand recently without an error. And I think they're on pace for like 64 or 65 errors for the season. And they were able to set a record last year in the upper 60s for errors committed. And they had five gold glovers. And I think that's why a lot of pitchers like to come to St. Louis to pitch with those guys behind them who can catch the ball. With all that said, that keeps you in contention right there. You find a way to score a run or two. That's worked for a lot of championship teams over the years if you pitch it and catch it and hold the other team down.
John, at the trade deadline, everyone was talking about Soto maybe coming to the Cardinals. But the Cardinals really needed pitching, and they went out and got some pitching. What has that done for the ball club?
Well, it's done a lot. With Jordan Montgomery coming from the Yankees, that's a guy who's going to get the sixth inning and maybe just beyond. And then I've always been intrigued by Jose Quintana. Watching him pitch over the years and what he does to move the ball around, to keep hitters off stride, he's doing that now for the Cardinals. What a great addition. But with those two going into the rotation, the Cardinals were able to move Andre Pallante, the rookie out of UC Irvine, move him out of the rotation and back into the bullpen to really line up the bullpen and get to later in the game with the lefty Cabrera and the right-handed pitchers Gallegos and Helsley. And if that works out the way they plan, and so far it has, then that's going to carry the Cardinals a long way, I believe.
People said they should have gotten an ace for the pitching staff. Wainwright is here. Jack Flaherty isn't here. What about the ace?
Wainwright's pitching like an ace, and at times Miles Michaelis pitches like an ace. And he was named to the All-Star team after some injuries. But even with a record right around 500, I thought he was a legitimate All-Star anyway. That guy gives you six, seven innings, and he gives the bullpen a rest most of the time out there. He laid an egg in his start in Colorado, like many do, but rebounded from that beautifully. And Adam Wainwright, every time he seems to have a subpar start, he comes back with three or four in a row that you just shake your head and you think, wow, what a pitching performance. How does he do it? And he makes up things along the way if something isn't working. That's how good he has been. To pitch like that at 40 years old, soon to be 41 coming up shortly, it's just amazing to me. But guys like Warren Spahn did it back in the day, and some others that if you're in good health and you're in a good state of mind and you know what you're doing out there, as those pitchers have, then they can go a long way. Nolan Ryan did it too.
Always great to talk baseball with John Rooney. Boy, just a pleasure. Well, you have a great story going here, and that is Albert Pujols. Unbelievable what he's accomplished. Are you surprised? What did you think was going to happen?
Marty, Ricky and I were talking yesterday. Ricky Horton does the radio with me, and we thought when he was signed, we were down in Jupiter in spring training, that if Albert could do against left-handed pitching anything close to what he did last year for the Angels and later the Dodgers, that's a really good pickup. Plus, he's going to help your younger players. And as Dave Roberts said, Albert was as much of a help to the coaching staff as he was the actual players on the roster for the Dodgers. So that's a win-win, I think, for everybody, Marty. But what he has been able to do to prepare himself to play, and he's playing against a lot of left-handed pitching. He is still scorching left-handed pitching. And he's trying to close in on 700 career home runs. But the fact that he has been able to go in there and give the Cardinals quality at-bats, it's a great example for the young players, especially those on the bench, how to stay ready and prepared for a game. And when he does what he does under the spotlight, a dramatic eighth-inning home run against Rogers of the Brewers, a grand slam against the team we just finished off before Arizona, Colorado. Wow! Where does he get this? He's playing like he did years ago when he wore the birds on the bat before going to the Angels. And the Cardinal fans are just loving it.
You know, it's amazing what Pujols has done, but we really haven't even touched on the guy who should be the National League MVP. That's Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, they're right there in the thick of it. And if the Cardinals are going to go deep into October or get into October baseball, somebody has to contribute other than those two. And lately, the guys at the lower part of the order and then the first two at the top, whether it's Carlson up there or Newt Barr, and whether you have Gorman in there or you have the left-handed batter who's done so well in right field and third base, Brendan Donovan has been so much fun to watch. They've been setting the table lately where Goldschmidt and Arenado can beef up their offensive numbers, and they take at bats like it's the seventh game of the World Series. And I like it. If Goldie strikes out, okay, I'll get you next time. It doesn't affect him one way or the other because he comes back up there the next time, and chances are he'll get that pitcher.
Well, you got to look over your shoulder a little bit, John Rooney, at the Brewers. They're still around.
They're good. That's a good team. I'm surprised they don't hit better than they do. But that is a good team. Roddy Tellez gives them power at first base. Urias gives them some power, whether he plays second or short at times or third. And Adames gave them such a lift last year that helped carry them to a division title. And then the trade, though, of Hader going to San Diego. And granted, he wasn't pitching as effectively as he had when he was dominating for so many years there in Milwaukee. But when he left Milwaukee, that took a little bit of the spirit away from that team, and I think that put them into a free fall that allowed the Cardinals to come back, get even, and take the lead that they have now over the Brewers.
You know, John, you said when we started that playoff baseball is happening in August. It really is, because probably Atlanta or the Mets, whoever doesn't win that division, will get the 4 seed, but the 5-6 seed, you got the Phillies in the middle of it, you got the Giants still lurking around, the San Diego Padres, which I want to get your opinion of the Padres, and then you got the Brewers, so you've got 4 teams really for 2 spots.
And the Padres are still getting used to playing together with the deals that they made, and they picked up Soto, who could help any lineup, 400 on base percentage, the power potential, the energy that he brings to a ball club. He'd help anyone, and the Cardinals were in the mix for Soto, but it didn't work out with the prospects and I don't know what major league players they were interested in off the roster, but the Cardinals just finally declined and focused in on pitching, which was really the right thing to do. But San Diego, you make that many deals and add that many people and make those changes that were made at the trading deadline. To me, I think it takes time to fit together and play together and become a team, and maybe they're going through a little bit of that. But with that lineup, it doesn't surprise me if I see 10, 12, 13 runs up there some nights, as we have seen on a couple of occasions. But with the Philadelphia Phillies, they added Robertson. That was a big addition at the end of the bullpen for them. And they have a team that can hit for a lot of home runs in that ballpark in those cozy confines of Citizens Park, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. So they're going to be definitely in the mix. But Atlanta's loaded, too, even with some of the injuries that they've had. And they've had to move some people around. They brought in some good young players, and Riley has been a force over at third base. And Snitker has them playing really well.
Well, and you have the Mets to deal with, and they've got 2 pitchers, DeGrom and Scherzer. They got a couple of pitchers, Carrasco, Walker, banged up a little bit. Bassett has done well for them. The back of the bullpen, Diaz, has been fabulous. Alonso hitting home runs, Lindor MVP kind of season. What about the Mets? Are we overlooking them?
I'm not overlooking them. I think they're, to me, the team to beat in the National League because they know how to win. They've had standoffs with Philadelphia and Atlanta where they've been able to hold their own and maintain a lead. Even though Scherzer was out on the injured list and then they just got DeGrom back. But I really like what Bassett's done for their rotation. I think he's kind of helped them stay the course, if you will, while getting the other two back. But I like the Mets an awful lot. I think the Dodgers have some issues, and they sure have a way of scoring bunches of runs, though. And I like Dave Roberts a great deal. He knows how to handle his team when he gets into the postseason, so they're always going to be competitive. I'm trying to figure out the Giants, though. They'll go on a really nice run, and then they'll go the other direction just as fast. And I love the way that they used the roster last year. If you're on the roster, you played and contributed, or you wouldn't be on that roster very long, and that's why they won all those ball games and got into postseason. And to me, that's the way you use a roster and get a team ready for postseason, is get everybody involved. You don't have to rely on three or four people. But I thought they might take off because that's the same model they've been trying to follow, but injuries seem to take their toll somewhere along the line.
Yeah, and this time of year, it's starting pitching for me in September, and the Giants have some decent starting pitching. They have a closer now in Camilo Duvall. They just have trouble getting the ball to him, and that's a story of baseball. And hitting-wise, Crawford, Belt, Longoria, they've been banged up, so you got to rely on that platoon system. But they get a lot of Colorado. They get a lot of Arizona. They've got the Cubs in there as well. The schedule in baseball, for some reason, has a bearing this year.
And you know what, Marty? If they line up that pitching, then things could line up for them to make a run at those other teams that are trying to get in to the last playoff spot or two. So I'm not counting the Giants out either.
No. John Rooney with us as we wrap it up. Always a pleasure to talk ball with him. Very special man. Very special in baseball. John, you did CBS Radio for many years. Tell me some of your thoughts on CBS Radio. You work with some amazing people.
Well, the first game we did, the game of the week had been gone for 25 years. It was Memorial Day weekend at Shea Stadium, the Dodgers and the Mets, Valenzuela against Gooden. And I'm working the game with Brent Musburger. Well, Mariano Duncan is the first batter up for the Dodgers, and it's a fly ball to right field. Brent Musburger calls it fly ball to right field, then he swallowed a bug. And he's tapping me on the shoulder. He can't speak. It's caught in his throat. I said, Danny Heap is under it and makes the catch, one out. Dick Brescia, the president of the network, calls up saying, I told you guys to be innovative, but don't have one guy call it hit and the other guy call it caught. That's not what we're trying to do. Then explained that Brent swallowed an insect, and then we got back to business after that. But Brent Musburger, Johnny Bench, worked with Kurt Gowdy. I did my first Final Four with Kurt Gowdy in Seattle. And what a gentleman he was, and he took great care of me. And being around Ernie Harwell and Jack Buck and Bill White, Jerry Coleman. But I mentioned worked a lot with Johnny Bench and had a great deal of fun with him. So I looked up to him. I was a catcher in amateur ball, and I liked that one-handed style that seemed to set catching back about 10 years for most people, because Johnny was one of the few guys who could do it. But I got to work with them and learn a lot of baseball from them and grow up a lot at that time. And then got my first team job with the Twins in 87. They won the World Series over the Cardinals. Went to the White Sox the next year. It took 18 years, but they won a World Series. Then I went to the Cardinals in 06. They won a World Series. Went back in 11, again in 13. And I had 3 years filling in on the Bulls broadcast. My last year was their first championship. So I got a ring out of that for being the Christmas help and got to be around that a little bit. And it's nothing compared to what Bill King did out in the Bay Area. That will never happen again with those championships because the seasons overlap so much. But Bill King, to this day, Marty, is one of the best basketball announcers I ever heard. Great on football, great on baseball, but I don't think anybody can stand up to Bill's basketball. He can tell you what's going on, where the ball is, and on the offside defense without losing track of where the ball is. I thought I was good, but I can't do that.
What a pleasure, John. Nice to have you with us, and we'll catch up again. I appreciate it. John Rooney.
Always a pleasure to see you, Marty, and hopefully we can get together out in the Bay Area again and have dinner down on the wharf.
Absolutely. All right, more coming up. What a pleasure. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.